由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted you have joined us again.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好，好高兴你能够再次收听我们的节目《天路导向》。
I hope you remember what I said in the last message.
我好盼望咧，你能够记得我哋上一次咧所讲嘅信息。
Just let me remind you very quickly.
让我咧先系同你回顾一下上一集嘅内容咧。
We learned a powerful message that a child follows in his father's footstep.
我哋咧学习咗一个好有力量、好有威力嘅信息，就系咧一个仔会效法佢嘅父亲嘅行为嘅。
And will do so to his detriment.
但系如果佢父亲嘅榜样唔好嘅话咧，咁呢个仔去模仿佢嘅父亲咧，就反而会伤害咗自己。
And we saw that demonstrated as Ahaziah followed in his father King Ahab's treacherous footsteps.
阿哈谢咧就系一个最现实嘅例子啦。我哋睇见佢效法佢嘅父亲阿哈王，就行咗好多咧系违背神嘅事。
Ahaziah was injured, and rather than trusting in God, he consulted the god Beelzebub.
阿哈谢佢喺栏杆度跌咗落嚟受伤之后咧，佢冇去依靠神，反而咧系揾以格伦嘅神巴力西卜。
Whether he's going to live or die，
就去求问呢个嘅巴力西卜咧，就系究竟佢会唔会死咧，定一话佢系能够生存咧
？And we learned that Beelzebub was Satan himself。
我哋知道啊，巴力西卜呢一个嘅假神咧，其实就系撒旦佢自己啦。
Read 2 Kings 1:3。
请你睇一睇列王纪下旧约圣经嘅列王纪下1:3嗰度讲乜嘢
？The angel of the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite。
嗰度话咧，耶和华嘅使者对提斯比人以利亚讲
：Go up and meet the messengers of the king of Samaria and ask them。
佢话你起来去迎着撒玛利亚王嘅使者，对佢哋讲：你哋去问以格伦神巴力西卜，岂唔系因为以色列当中冇神呢
？This must have been on Mount Carmel。
呢件事咧，一定系发生喺加密山上边嘅。
The reason I think that
呢度当中嘅原因咧，我认为。
It's because that Mount Carmel is halfway between Samaria and Ekron.
就系咧，加密山咧，正好系喺撒玛利亚同埋以格伦嘅中间嘅。
So he stopped them halfway.
咁而以利亚咧，就喺半路上咧，系截停咗阿哈谢嘅使者。
And the king knew that they did not make it all the way there.
阿哈谢咧，后来就知道佢嘅使者咧系冇抵达呢一个嘅以格伦嘅。
Elijah sent them back。
以利亚咧喺半路上咧就叫佢哋翻去啦。
He said to them。
以利亚咧亦都系对佢哋讲
：Is it because there is no God in Israel that you are going off to consult Beelzebub, the God of Ekron？
以利亚话：你哋去问以格伦嘅神巴力西卜。是不是因为你们觉得以色列里面没有神呢
？Now it has been 10 years since the confrontation with Naboth and Ahab.
嗱，呢件事咧系发生喺阿哈同埋呢个拿伯嘅冲突事件之后嘅10年嘅。
Elijah is now ready to confront the second generation of godless leaders.
以利亚咧已经准备好要去对抗第二代唔敬畏神嘅以色列王啦。
Elijah gets up and he meets the messengers on their way to Ekron and says to them exactly what the Lord had told him to say。
以利亚咧就起身喺通往以格伦嘅路上边咧截住嗰班嘅使者，就话俾佢哋听耶和华神吩咐佢所讲嘅说话。
Is it because there is no God in Israel that you are going off to consult Beelzebub, the god of Ekron?
他说,你们去问以格伦神巴力西卜,是不是真的因为以色列里面没有神呢?
Therefore, this is what the Lord says.
所以耶和华就这样说了,
You will not leave the bed you are lying on.
就说,你必不下你所上的床,
You will certainly die.
必定要死。
The messengers go back to King Ahaziah and deliver the bad news.
這班的使者就回去見阿哈謝王,就告訴他這個壞消息了。Ahaziah
says, describe this man to me.
阿哈謝就叫他們去描述一下他們所見到的那個人是怎樣的。As
soon as they described him, he knew it was Elijah.
当他们描述了那个人的相貌之后,阿哈谢就知道这位是以利亚了。Ahaziah
realizes that Elijah was a pain in his father's side, and now he is a pain in his side.
阿哈谢知道以利亚是那位令到他的父亲很头痛,可以说是最头痛的人,现在又成为了他自己最头痛的人了。
I want to tell you something very important.
我想跟你讲一些非常重要的事。
Will you please listen carefully?
希望你能够仔细地去听。
When you live a godly life in the midst of your unbelieving family members,
当你是在你不信神的家人面前坚持敬畏神的生活,
or business associates,
又或者在你不信的那些同事当中去坚持,
or neighbors,
又或者在你的邻居当中,那些是不信神的邻居里面去坚持你的信仰,
you can become a pain on their side.
你呢,就会是变成他们很头痛的一个人了。
You don't go out of your way in order to become a pain on their side.
你不需要刻意去做些什么,就已经会变成他们很头痛的地方了。You
are already a pain in their side simply because of your godly lifestyle.
你令到他们很头痛,正是因为你敬畏神的生活方式。You
are both a challenge and a frustration to them.
对于他们来说,你既是一个挑战,亦是一种挫折。
You are both intriguing and irritating to them.
你使他们觉得很困惑,亦会激怒他们。
You are both an enigma and a rebuke to them.
你既是一个谜,又是对他们一种无声的指责。
And eventually they will have to react in one of two ways.
最终他们就会作出回应了。
Either they're going to repent,
他们一是就是悔改,
or they're going to be angry.
一是就会是发怒。
Either they will turn to God,
他们一是就归向神,
or they will be enraged,
或者就是恼羞成怒的。
This is exactly what was happening here.
这个正正是发生在阿哈谢身上的事。
Elijah's message and rebuke to him could make him repent.
以利亚对他的指责和信息可以令他归向神的。Instead, 但是呢?
Ahaziah became enraged.
阿哈谢就很生气,他发火了。He
became angry.
他非常愤怒。And
he rejected God altogether.
阿哈谢甚至是完全背弃神的。
This king like his father.
这个阿哈谢,他就好像他的父亲阿哈王一样。
Rather than repent at the word of the living God,
没有因着永生神的话语而悔改,
chose bitterness and anger toward the man of God.
反而是对神人发泄他内心的苦毒和他的愤怒。
So he sent another company of 50 to eliminate Elijah.
于是乎呢，他就派了50个人去撒以利亚了。
In verse
9, 在第九节那里，
The captain said,
那个50夫长呢就对以利亚说了，
Man of God, the king says, come down.
他说，神人啊，王吩咐你下来。
This was disrespectful.
这句说话呢是非常之不敬的。
This is being irreverent, scornful, and rude.
这句说话呢是非常之无礼，是有一种藐视的意思，是非常之粗鲁的。
This is a contemptuous way of speaking to the great prophet of the nation.
而这样的一句说话，对于国家伟大的先知来讲呢，更加是大不敬的。
This would be like talking to an elder and calling him boy.
这样去讲说话呢，就好像啊，对着一位老人家，一位长者去说，你这个小子啊。
Elijah said,
咁以利亚呢就讲啦，
If I am a man of God,
佢话我若是神人，
May a fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men.
佢话愿火从天上降下来，消灭你同埋你嗰50人。
And wham, fire came down from heaven and consumed them.
于是呢就有火从天上面降落嚟，消灭咗呢个50夫长同埋佢嗰50人啦。
The king still wouldn't repent.
但係阿哈谢王呢就仍然係唔肯悔改。
He sent another 50 of his soldiers.
佢又派咗50个人。
This captain did the same thing.
咁呢个嘅50夫长呢就做咗同样嘅事啦。
And the same thing happened again.
而同样的后果呢又发生了。
A third group was sent.
第三队人呢就再度被派遣去到那里了。
But the third captain was probably wise.
但是呢这一次这个的50夫长呢就比较聪明一点。
If the king is a fool, I'm not gonna be a fool.
他就想，如果王真是这么蠢，真是一个很蠢的人，咁我呢就唔想似得佢咁蠢啦。
So he spoke in humility to Elijah, asking him to come down.
於是呢佢就好谦卑咁样去对以利亚讲说话，并且请求佢呢係落嚟。
In response to the man's humility,
咁因着佢嘅谦卑呀。
The angel of the Lord said to Elijah,
耶和华嘅使者呢就对以利亚讲啦。
Go down with him.
就话你同佢一齐落去，唔好惊佢。
Elijah is no longer afraid as he was with Jezebel。
咁而家嘅以利亚咧，就唔再似得好似当初好惊啊耶洗别咁咧，去咁惊啊亚哈谢啦。
Do you know why？
你知唔知道点解咧
？He is now going in obedience to the word of God。
因为咧，以利亚佢而家咧系信服神嘅话语嘅。
He is going on the authority of the word of God.
因为他是带着神话语的权柄是前去的。
Because he waited for a word from the Lord.
他一路呢都在这里等候着神的说话。
And the Lord said, you can go.
现在呢神就对他说，你可以去了。
So he went into the bedroom of King Ahaziah.
咁於是呢以利亚就入到去亚哈谢嘅卧室里面。
And he looked him in the eye.
佢呢就面对面咁样对住亚哈谢。
And he delivered the message himself.
佢就亲自呢係去传达神嘅信息。
He said, is it because there is no God in Israel for you to consult and have messengers sent to consult Beelzebub, the God of Ekron?
他说耶和华如此说，你差人去问以格伦神巴力西卜，岂因以色列中没有神可以求问吗？
Because you have done this, you will never leave the bed that you are lying on.
他说，所以你必不下所上的床。
You will certainly die.
必定要死。
The king was still not repentant.
但是阿哈谢王呢，就仍然呢，是不肯悔改。
And he died in accordance with the word of God.
咁最后呢，他果然是死了，就正如耶和华所讲的。
The way we see God work in the scripture should teach us what pleases him and what does not please him.
从圣经上边睇到神嘅作为呢，我哋就可以学习乜嘢系神所喜悦嘅，乜嘢系神所唔喜悦嘅。
What honors him and what dishonors him.
仲可以学到呢，就系乜嘢系荣耀神嘅，乜嘢系会亏损神嘅荣耀嘅。
The very fact that he acted quickly back then should not make us think that he does not act like this today.
神在那个时代这么快就审判，这么快就去报应，并不代表呢，他现在在现在这个世代呢，他不会这样做。
In fact, what happened there was the fulfillment of God's warning hundreds of years earlier.
事实上，这里发生的正正是应验了神在几百年前所发出的警告。
In Leviticus 19:31, God said,
在利未记的19:31节那里，
Do not turn to mediums or seek out spirits, for you will be defiled by them.
神呢就说，不可以偏向那些交鬼的和行巫术的，不可以求问他们，以致呢是被他们玷污。
In Leviticus chapter 20 verse 6, God said,
而在利未记的20:6节那里，神也都说，
I will set my face against the person who turns to mediums and spirits.
他说，人偏向交鬼的和行巫术的，除他们行邪淫，我要向那些人变脸，将他们从民中剪除。
You see, God's judgment is not an arbitrary judgment.
你看，神的审判并不是专横任意的审判。
God's judgment only comes after a whole lot of warning.
神的审判往往是发生在一连串的警告之后的。
But here is the good news that I want to share with you at this hour.
但是现在呢，我有一个好消息要告诉你听。
Whether you are in a generational sin,
无论啊，你是陷在世代相传的罪孽里面，
or whether you feel that you are in a bondage,
定抑或呢，你是觉得自己被罪捆绑，
it would be erroneous and untrue if I were to stop here.
如果呢，我就在这里停低，不再讲下去呢，咁呢，实在是大错特错的。
Because the Bible gives us good news.
因为圣经呢是告诉我们听一个好消息。
And it is found in the rest of Matthew chapter 12.
咁这个的好消息呢，就是可以呢，是在马太福音的第12章那里找到的。
Read verse 29 of Matthew 12.
让我们一起来看一看，马太福音的12:29节那里。
Jesus delivered a man from demon possession.
咁嗰阵时咧，耶稣咧就医治咗一个被鬼附嘅人。
And he was accused of being an agent of Satan.
但系咧，佢系俾法利赛人咧就讲成咧系靠住鬼王咧去赶鬼。
But Jesus told the Pharisees.
耶稣就对呢一班嘅法利赛人讲啦
How can anyone enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first tied up the strong man?
他说人怎能够入到去壮士的家里面抢夺他的家具呢？除非是先捆绑住那个壮士。
Then he can rob his house.
这样呢，才可以抢夺这个壮士的家财的。
What Jesus is saying is that he has entered into Beelzebub's very house.
耶稣所讲的意思呢，就是他已经是进入了巴力西卜的家了。
And he bound him.
已经呢，是将巴力西卜呢，是绑起来了。
Every demon of hell scurrying, running from here to there.
于是地狱里面的鬼呢，亦都呢，是四处逃散了。
In order to set the captives free,
使原本呢系被鬼辖制嘅人呢可以系重获自由。
Colossians 2:15 tells us,
哥罗西书嘅二章十五节嗰度话俾我哋听
，that the Lord Jesus Christ disarmed the principalities and the powers of their weapons。
佢话主耶稣基督咧将一切执政嘅、掌权嘅掳咗嚟，就解除咗佢哋嘅武装。
Only Jesus has the power to set you free.
只有耶稣呢，才能够释放你，俾你有自由。
Why?
点解咁样讲呢？
Because by going to the cross of Calvary, Jesus disarmed Satan of his clutching power.
因为佢走上咗各各他嘅十字架，耶稣基督佢战胜咗撒旦嘅势力。
By going to the cross of Calvary, Jesus bound the strong man so that he no longer can have hold over you anyway.
透过走上各各他的十字架，耶稣基督他捆绑了那个的壮士，他呢令到魔鬼撒旦呢不能够再去呢控制你了。
Whatever bondage you may be under today,
今日无论呢是什么捆绑住你，
whether you feel it has been a generational bondage,
或者呢是那种刚才提到的世代相传的一种的罪业，
or a personal bondage,
又或者是你个人的一些的软弱呢捆绑住你，
Jesus can set you free right now.
耶稣基督呢都能够去释放你，令到你呢是得到自由。
From those generational sins that bound you and are now binding your children, you can be set free.
你就能够呢是去摆脱那些一代传一代、一代一代咁样传落嚟嘅，正喺度捆绑住你同你嘅仔女嘅嗰啲嘅罪，让到你呢是能够重获自由。
From those strongholds that you are seeing in your parents' life and with which you are struggling right now, Jesus can set you free.
你就能够呢是摆脱那些你在父母的身上学回来的正在捆绑住你的罪，让你呢是重新得到自由的。
You don't have to live in fear.
你不再需要呢是生活在恐惧里面。
You don't have to live in anxiety.
你不再需要呢是生活在焦虑当中。
You don't have to live in worry.
你亦都呢不再需要是生活在担忧里面，成日呢为着一啲嘅生活上嘅嘢呢是好担心嘅。
But the question is this.
但是呢有一个问题你要问自己。
Do you want to be freed?
你是咪真係想得到咁样嘅自由呢？
Do you want to be freed from anger?
你是咪真係好想从你嘅怒气，从你呢好容易发嬲嘅呢种情绪里面被释放出嚟呢？
Do you want to be freed from resentment?
你是不是很想是摆脱你那种很愤恨的心呢？
Do you want to be freed from self-pity?
你是不是很想从你自怜的境况里面去释放出来呢？
Do you want to be freed from the critical spirit?
你亦都呢是不是很愿意从你那种很喜欢挑剔、很喜欢批评的心态里面被释放出来呢？
Do you want to be freed from strongholds in your life?
你是不是愿意从你生命里面的捆绑里面，即是刚才提到的可能是一些家族一路遗传代代相传的罪业，或者是你个人的软弱，你是不是愿意从这些生命的捆绑里面被释放出来呢？
Do you want to be freed from drugs?
你是不是很想从毒瘾或者是滥用药物等等的状况里面是释放出来呢？
Jesus has already bound the strong man.
耶稣基督他已经是捆绑住那个强壮的人那个的壮士了。
If you have not felt its effect, it is because you have not come under the blood of Jesus Christ.
如果呢你仲未感受得到呢一种嘅效果，咁呢係因为你仲未呢被耶稣嘅宝血遮盖住。
All you need to do is to come under his power.
你只需要呢係嚟到耶稣基督能力嘅庇护底下。
And if the Holy Spirit of God is speaking to you right now,
如果圣灵现在在这里跟你讲说话的话，
I want to urge you to say yes, Lord Jesus.
我很盼望你能够讲，是啊，耶稣，我真的很想从这些东西释放出来。
And I want to be set free.
是啊，我很想被释放，很想能够重获自由。
Jesus is inviting you to come and to come into his presence right now.
咁耶稣呢就会邀请你係嚟到佢嘅面前，係进入到佢嘅里面。
And I will invite you now to pray with me.
咁而家呢就请你同我一起呢係低头祈祷。
Say, Lord Jesus,
你可以话主耶稣，
I want to be set free from what has held me for all these years.
我好想呢係去摆脱咁多年嚟一直捆绑住我嘅嗰啲嘢。
I will make a covenant today, not only to be delivered today, but every single day to come.
我愿意同你去立约，被你拯救，唔单止係今日，而係以后嘅未来嘅每一日。
If you have prayed this prayer,
如果你已经呢係做咗一个咁样嘅祷告呢，
You need to find another believer.
你就需要去找一个的基督徒的朋友。
And he can pray with you and you can pray with him.
那你们呢就可以彼此的代祷，他可以为你祈祷，你呢也都可以为他祈祷。
Perhaps are those who are listening who are backsliding now and went away from the things of God.
那你们当中呢可能也都有些人呢正是在这里远离神的。
Perhaps there are siblings who have been separated from each other because of anger.
你们当中呢可能也有一些的兄弟姊妹，一些的弟兄姊妹呢是因为他那种的怒气，那种的愤怒呢是大家彼此之间呢是慢慢疏远的。
Perhaps there are neighbors and friends who have been separated by bitterness.
又或者呢是朋友和邻居之间呢因为苦毒和怨恨呢而彼此呢是疏远的。
Perhaps there are some who are angry with God because they are being deceived by Satan.
或者你们当中呢有某些人呢是被撒旦蒙蔽而以致呢是怨恨神。
Repent tonight before you meet the Lord in the day of judgment.
请你今日就悔改吧，不要等到主审判的那一日了。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你，我哋下集再会。